3 Nephi chapter 6. In the beginning of this chapter, it says that the people then returned to their own land, and they and then the Lamanites that they have captured, or the prisoners that have then taken oath to a covenant of peace, they give them their own lands. I mean, there's an important thing here again. We constantly see that people are given land and in order to have their subsistence off of, and that throughout the scripture we see that the Lord expected each person to be given a stewardship over a piece of land, and if we want to call that a possession, and that's all right, but each man is to be given his own piece of land from which to subsist off of. Well, then says that they form laws according to equity and justice, and I point out that it says they did. They did not form them of God. They formed them according to the way that they had previously been formed under the judges, but they did it according to their own minds. And to some degree, we could say that they were good laws, but it was. But the important thing is that they are still thinking that it's men to do this. And in fact, they attribute the great peace in verse 6 to their leaders. And again, they don't attribute it to following Christ or being of God or so forth. They attribute it to their leaders. And again, even if it came from the word of God delivered by the leaders, the point is that the people are looking to men; they are not looking to God. Well, the result is that from this idea that men look to other men, is it then easy for men to begin to gain position above other men, and therefore it says that after only 3 years, that the state of affairs in the land were such that there were many merchants in the land, and also many lawyers and many officers. This is verse 11. Well, again, what are merchants? Merchants are salesmen, or the idea of selling becomes the thing that gets a person rich, rather than it being producing. And then all of a sudden there were lawyers. Why is there lawyers? Because they all of a sudden they need the protection of man rather than the protection of God. And there's many officers, meaning that also both the church and the government become top heavy with more and more leaders. But they were focusing on the leadership of men, and men began to desire those positions. Well, then it says in verse 12 that they began to have levels in society. And what were the levels based on? One, money, and two, on education, even as today. And why was this? Because it then further states it was because of pride, meaning a man would take pride in how much money he had, or pride in his education. So it was pride, or this idea of a desire to be lifted up above your fellow man. And it said that then people began to use derogatory words against others, and then others would give the same type of words back. But I said some did not do that. Some were humble, and they were humble before God, and they just received that as knowing that that's part of the persecution, and that they would receive as the true followers of Christ, and so they accepted that, and they just accepted that as part of their training that God was giving them to help them grow. So we see that even though the majority of the people really were not turning to God during all these years, that it was helping some, and it was teaching some to follow the Lord, and it was a training ground for some. Well, it says then in verse 14 that the church is broken up, which we can assume again as a foreshadow for our time, that the church will actually physically be broken up, or people will all go their own ways. But it does say that it is not broken up amongst some of the Lamanites. Well, obviously, when they all went their own ways, we could suppose they still had some kind of worship or something, because that's what we've seen even amongst the Amalekites and everyone else. But when it whenever we're talking about the church, we can talk about the physical church, or we can talk about the true church. And the true church is the true followers of Christ. And here it explains that the church was still amongst some of the Lamanites, and it then describes them as being true followers of Christ, which then gives us a feeling that that's talking about that some did hold to following Christ, and I guess carried on in their in having some organization also. But I do want to stress there's two different meanings of church. One is the physical structure, and the meaning not the physical structure, the physical administrative organization, and the other one is just the group of the true followers of Christ. And I think it's speaking about both here, because obviously when the church broke up, it wasn't they weren't all true followers of Christ. I mean, they had already, the most part of them already became wicked, so the church really didn't represent the church. I would really think that we can see that when they formed churches, and when they was even talking about the forming the church and baptizing people, they were baptizing, but again, you baptize under repentance. And the point was that the people were not even, were not progressing from the beginning in coming closer to Christ. Well, then it explains why the church broke up, and it gives the reason. It says, first, pride again, and that's what we have throughout today. It's pride, pride, pride. Everyone taking pride in their being of the true church, and pride that they're the chosen people, and pride in how they in their riches and everything else. Well, that's what it then begins to say was the other causes were that were riches. They care about their riches even as today. But then it also said they sought for power and authority. And that's, again, that's what we hear from all the leaders, not only of government, but of our church. They're talking about how you have to follow them and how they're in charge of you. And they develop more and more levels of hierarchy so that they can be higher up. And that's a great seeking of power and authority. And then it says they also sought the vain things of the world, which is the glory of the world. Even as, again, I will even report it. Point to our leaders of the church and being upheld, and everybody saying what great speakers they are, and wanting to and when they speak of their own precepts, so that people will look to them, and instead of just quoting a scripture and revealing the meaning of scripture. So, and these were the things that caused the breakup. And again, the reason I'm pointing this out is it implies that this was written to us, and that and we can expect to see a time when the church indeed will break up. And the cause will not be because of breaks up because of iniquity from without and the pressure from without, but it'll be from the iniquity within, and there'll be those causes, which are the four things that are already prevalent today. Well, it again says that then the people were broken up and wickedness prevailed throughout the land in the 30th year, and again, we see that these people had not been true followers of Christ. They really had never, ever formed a group of true followers. All they did is form a church, and they always had been of this state where they needed to follow leaders, and then they'd only even follow good leaders if they were given the pressure from outside. But again, it does say that some were humble followers, and some had, this had been, as we said before, had been a training ground for preparing some. Well, it says that then men or prophets inspired from heaven, that means from the Spirit or from the Lord directly tells them to go preach. Again, they're not church leaders. They can be inspired directly from heaven, and we begin to see in this whole section, especially for us to understand in the last days, there seems to be a great point that the Lord is trying to make in this scripture, and that point is that He can inspire, or He can send anyone He feels like into the land to preach to the people. And that started back with Samuel Lamanitis, over and over again, making this strong point. He can call on anyone that He desires and send them forth to preach His word, and it seems to be important. And I think when we look at our day, it's obvious because we are being set up so hard to follow these leaders who are not directing us to Christ, who are not even talking of Christ or His gospel, but are talking of the precepts and good things of men. And again, repeat, that this is only 3 years before Christ comes, so obviously it is setting up to explain to us the times that we're to expect before his second coming. And notice that it says that the people are angry. And who are angry? Those who had been high priests. Why? Because these people are coming forth, and they're claiming that you go directly to God. And you've wrecked their craft, you've wrecked their position, you've wrecked their authority. Okay, and also it also specifies that it was lawyers and judges also. Well, it says that they all then combined, because again, what was their desire? Their desire was to have authority over the people. And so it shows here that it doesn't matter if it's church or if it's government. The idea of desiring to have authority over other people is wrong. And this is the same attitude, and it is always of the devil, and that when it comes down to it, those people will combine so that they can continue to exercise their authority or have their authority. And so they all combined. And they go out and they start killing the prophets. And then they deliver themselves through this combination from justice. And by the end of this chapter, they say that they unite to establish a king over the land. And again, we see that the people's desire was towards man. And to go through this section and think that all of a sudden, after they'd fought the robbers or during fighting the robbers, they'd all turned to God and they were all true followers of Christ, just was not true. They did not turn to him. And if you want an example of true followers of Christ, that's why you are constantly told about the people of Ammon, and you're given the story of the people of that followed Alma into the wilderness, and they explained how it was to become a true follower of Christ and what.